Shaolin shadow boxing. And the Wu-Tang sword style. If what you say is true, the Shaolin and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous. Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus!
Ghost face, catch the blast of a hype verse. My clock burst, leaving a hearse.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number 16, unofficially sponsored by Pearson Salted Nut Roll, made in St. Paul, Minnesota. Don't be a butthole, eat a Pearson Salted Nut Roll.
Oh yeah.
Hey. Check out past episodes of the show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, I Define Design, and my other podcast, Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com. The last episode here I had Il Po, and we discussed Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life album. Yes. But today, right now, right here, I have a very special guest, very special, Nuts of Fuzz Talk Radio.
Are you calling me special because of, I'm, slow?
I don't know. Am I?
I hope not.
No, I'm not, then.
Okay, good. Because I don't think I'm slow.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good. As long as you think that.
A lot of people nowadays...
Don't care about what other people say about you, right?
Yeah, I try to.
You try to care or try not to?
Try to care.
Okay.
Because then I know I'm doing good.
Good.
You know?
Good.
But yeah, people call me Fuzzy nowadays.
Fuzzy, yeah. Okay.
I've been going
okay.
by that a lot.
That's
now.
Cool. Fuzzy it is. Fuzzy. Also known as Nuts.
Nuts.
Also known as Fuzzy Nuts.
Full name.
Fuzzy Nuts.
Fuzzy Nuts.
No middle name or last. It's just...
It's Fuzzy Nuts.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life album?
Kind of.
Okay.
Not really.
It's
sounds like something that Il Po would listen to.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I've gotten into the R&B soul music, and I'm familiar with the radio songs off of this album.
Mm-hmm.
And Il Po had suggested this for discussion, so I had to buy it and listen to it, and it is a very epic. And as far as like history of music goes, this is like one of those that you really should
definitely get into.
Yeah, or at least listen. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
But today, here, now, we're gonna talk about the Wu-Tang Clan.
Shit yeah.
Enter the 36 Chambers.
Their first album.
Yeah, the debut album by Wu-Tang.
When did that come out? Like 93.
Actually, we're going to say April 21st, 1992.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So, like, they were going for a 420 release?
It almost seemed that way, because that would be one day after.
Yeah. Oh.
421.
Method Man has that.
The day after. Yeah. Interesting.
Ooh. All tying together
right
now.
Yeah, we just made a correlation there.
I like this.
Now, I recently found out about a book called Check the Technique. It's a book.
Okay.
And it's 36 chapters. It's and the only correlation with Wu-Tang is that it's 36 chapters. And one of the chapters is about this album. Each chapter is basically an in-depth look interview with the artists about a certain album. Like Onyx, Back the Fuck Up is one chapter.
Okay, so a bunch of different artists.
Yeah, and Wu-Tang, they mainly interview RZA, GZA, and Inspecta Deck. And then they kind of give their input about the album, which it's really cool. I mean, it's because anyone can go to Wikipedia. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Well, child could go to Wikipedia.
Just Google it. And
right. Yeah.
You're there at Wikipedia and getting all the information.
Right. But this book, it's very interesting. It's pretty cool to get the artist's insight on the album, you know? But, so I learned something here.
Okay.
GZA, RZA, and ODB used to have a group. Did you know that?
I did. I don't remember what the name it was.
All In Together
All
Now.
In Together Now. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That
I do
was
remember
around
that.
85 or 86. So that was before Wu-Tang, obviously.
I was a youngin'.
Yeah. So was I. I remember that. I remember when you were a youngin'.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever read the Dao Wu?
have not.
That's really good.
Is it? Does it have to do with Wu-Tang, or is it like a...
It's this is almost kind of like biography with...
Really?
Or autobiography, kind of. Yeah. But it has a bunch of lessons in it. And
okay. Because I thought it was more of a... What's the word? Like an inspirational type book, if kind I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
But he goes through a lot of like what he went through when he was growing up, okay. And what the group went through, and
okay.
Got really sad when he talked about how ODB died, and
okay.
I almost cried.
Almost.
Yeah, actually, I did.
Okay. Oh, you almost. Cried.
Yeah. Okay. And I did. I got a
That's
tear.
All right. Crying's okay.
I hope so.
But not all the time.
Not all the time?
You can't cry all the time.
Oh, man. Why are you just telling me this now?
Yeah.
We've known each other for years.
Don't be a fucking pussy.
You see me cry all the time. You didn't say anything.
I always just laughed and pointed at you. I just felt that was the right thing to do.
Oh, fatty.
But it wasn't until the late 80s that GZA, then known as The Genius,
mm-hmm.
was signed to Cold Chillin'. And so he had his own solo album.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As The Genius.
As The Genius.
With the record label known as Cold Chillin'. And Words from the Genius was the album, came out in 91. That album was produced by Easy Mo B, who did a lot of work with Notorious B.I.G.
Ah, yes.
Back in the day. But the label didn't apparently promote the record very well, and it fell through, so we only got the one album. RZA, known as Prince Rakim.
Prince Rakim.
He had a single deal.
Okay.
With the option for an album with Tommy Boy Records.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the single was called Ooh, I Love You, Rakim. I don't know the song, but that's what it's called. Ooh, I Love You, Rakim. And that didn't do so well, so he didn't get the album deal.
Mm.
But
man, these people are just missing out on like,
right.
big hits here.
Yeah, but you know what? It's because of these things that Wu-Tang came about. Who knows? What if the solo album would have been a success? And
then he wouldn't have been like, hey, motherfuckers, let's get together and work on this together.
Let's do some shit.
Do some shit. Move some product.
So, but actually RZA was the center of it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why he wrote a book. The mm-hmm. Tao of Wu?
The Tao of Wu. T-A-O. Like
Tao.
No.
How do you say it?
Tao.
Tao?
Like,
but it's actually T-O-E? Mm-hmm. T-A-O.
Yep.
T-O-E.
T-A-O.
T-A-O.
Like the Tao Poo.
Tao, yep. Okay.
Taoism.
Taoism, yes. So he basically, RZA had almost like this vision. He had a plan
mm-hmm.
of like how this Wu-Tang thing would work out. Basically get everyone together here because they all knew each other. They're all from different boroughs of New York, mm-hmm. all members. And they all kind of knew each other from either battling or just...
Or cousins.
Cousins, yep. You know, whatever. And RZA always had a studio or something, so people would come through and record, and that's how he knew a lot of people. And that's actually how the Wu-Tang affiliates came about, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like all these...
Offshoots.
12 O'Clock, is that one of them? Streets? I don't know. There's a lot of them that you, like, know the name because they say it in a song.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
60 Second Assassin, that's one of them.
Yep.
Shaheem, the Rugged Child, who was kind of like a young... He was a kid.
Like 10?
I don't know. He was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah. Like Danny Manigan. Danny Manigan, you remember that from The Last Action Hero? I'm Danny Manigan. I'm a kid. Anyways, if it wasn't for RZA having this laid out, like basically we're going to get all these people together, we're going to record this album, and the solo albums will come to us. You know, he knew that it was going to be success,
mm-hmm.
you know. So they independently pressed and released Protect Your Neck with Method Man as the B-side and actually did vinyl. And the label of the vinyl actually had RZA's home address on there.
Ooh.
So you could probably still find that on eBay if you're lucky. Probably going to pay a little bit for it. And then they're recorded by a lot of labels, and Loud Records was the one that they chose. But in this book, this Check the Technique book, RZA's talking to him, or they interview Steve Rifkind, who is the president of Loud
okay.
Records, and mm-hmm. he's basically saying RZA came to him, and he was always like professional. He was never late. He was punctual. Showed up on time, and he'd show up with like a notebook, and he'd just say, you know, this is what I want to do. And I don't know if it was just the guy talking good about RZA, that he's saying like everything RZA proposed.
Professional.
Right, yeah. He just doesn't want to say anything to that. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe he's just scared.
Yeah. but he basically proved anything that RZA brought to him, you know. But he just basically said RZA was a very smart businessman with a game plan and it executed perfectly. And so they went ahead and did the album, entered the 36 Chambers, and it was a success.
Nice.
It was, as you know.
Yeah, as I know, and as everybody else knows, Wu-Tang is now...
Nothing to fuck with.
Ain't nothing to fuck with.
It ain't nothing to fuck with. Now, I remember... Remember when Maxi singles, Maxi cassettes or whatever? They were cassette singles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had Cream. It was a single of Cream, and the other side was The Mystery of Chess Boxing.
Oh, yes.
So those were always like the two songs that I knew the most because they repeated. You listen to one side, you flipped it over, you listen to it again. What was really cool about it, and this is what I liked about Wu-Tang especially, is usually like side A was unedited, side B was edited versions of the songs, and it wasn't like they were beeped out cuss words. They would put in like a punch noise or like swords hitting or something, you know. It was so cool.
Karate type of stuff.
Yeah, it was, you know, it went along with the Wu-Tang, you know. Theme of things, yeah, you know? Yeah. So that was how I think Cream was probably the video or something how I originally heard about them and got into it. How about you? What's your story?
Of how I got into Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
I remember it was me and my friend Andy Splinter were sitting on a
bus. Did you say Master Splinter?
Yeah. Andy.
Oh, Andy. Brother of Master.
Yeah. Son. I don't know. Okay. But that's beside the point.
Okay.
We were like just sitting in a bus for school or whatever, and he had an older brother that listened to a lot of hip hop, and he showed us Wu-Tang and just fell in love right away, and then got into the Gravediggas and all their side projects with all their solo albums and whatnot, and it was wonderful.
Right. That's, you were a big Gravediggas fan. I remember that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what got me into ICP at that point in time. Mm-hmm.
Which, kind of the horrorcore. Because that was... Gravediggas came after this album.
Yep.
And RZA was part of Gravediggas. Who else was part of Gravediggas? Nobody from Wu-Tang, right?
Like Prince Paul.
Really?
I think he was part of it.
So these were like notable people that were known.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
And they all had different names too, so I can't, like, they had Grim Reaper. I don't remember who he was.
So they were aliases. They weren't like the real.
Yeah, and then on the cover picture of that their first album, it's all black and white, and they have have them standing with holding picks and sickles and whatnot,
sickles, yeah.
And shovels, and
yeah.
There is just right in front with these.
Gold
teeth,
fangs, right?
Fangs, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It was like scary.
Yeah.
And I was listening to that crap when I was like in what was seventh grade, sixth grade.
Yeah.
And
that'll do some damage.
Oh yeah. I asked my dad one time, like, why did you let me listen to all this rap with all this swearing? Because I would play it on the family stereo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I thought you'd grow out of it, so we just really didn't mind it. And then I'm like, well, it doesn't look like I grew out of it, did it? Did I?
But you also didn't kill anybody.
I did not
that
kill
we
anybody.
Know
of. No, know nobody.
Okay.
Nobody.
We
I'm not even thinking of doing it.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Good. So the lyrics, you listened to them, but you did not obey them.
No, not at all.
Because they didn't tell you to kill people.
Or I could, you know, like 1-800-SUICIDE.
Right.
Suicide. I didn't commit suicide either.
Good. Good. I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, me too.
So Gravediggas, so. I remember MTV did like back when MTV played videos and they did MTV News, there was like a segment about horrorcore rap and they talked about Gravediggas and I think they might have interviewed RZA.
Yeah.
And that's how I heard about Gravediggas was because of that. But I never really listened to them. I don't know why.
Oh, they were great.
It just seemed kind of a...
Their first album was awesome and then their second album kind of lost a little bit because one of their members died of cancer or something like that in between.
Would you say that they lost that loving feeling?
Or that angry feeling.
Right.
Or something. Right. Just didn't sound the same.
You know, speaking of Prince Paul, you mentioned him before.
Mm-hmm.
I have an album that he does. He's an alias on this album. This album is called Baby Loves Hip Hop, and it's a group. It's like a hip hop album made for kids, but it features like Chile Tuna of Jurassic 5.
Oh yeah.
Ladybug Mecca from Diggable Planets.
Okay.
Prince Paul, and they all play a dinosaur called the Dino 5. Yeah, and it's just interesting. It's kind of cool because these are notable. It's not just like run-of-the-mill rappers that want to make music for their kids. There's like a character with it, you know what I mean?
Well, it's music for kids?
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. So it's like, it's a story the whole time, you know, this, it's a good message. Like, Charlie Toon is the T-Rex.
Okay.
And because he's a T-Rex, everyone's afraid of him. But he's a nice guy. You gotta give him a chance, you know? So it's kind of cool. And Prince Paul's one of the characters. Well, I forget which one he is.
I like so, the artists that big and still have fun.
Right. They probably had kids and they're like, you know what? Let's give them something they can listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So any standout tracks on the album that you love, or you're in love with, that you would make love to?
Well, Cream is always stellar.
Mm-hmm. Cream standing for Cash Rules
Cash
Everything.
Rules Everything Around Me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are unfamiliar might think it's like a Prince song, which Prince also has a song called Cream.
Oh, he does?
But it's not about cash.
I bet not. No, it's something gross. Damn, Prince.
Cream. Get on top. Oh, that's a song.
Clan in the Front is awesome. That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the tracks are awesome. And the actual song, Method Man.
And that's in the Dao Wu, he talks about how he wanted to form the group. And they're gonna push through the group, but they he always had the thought that they're gonna push Method the hardest because he has like the most characteristic, you know, like the most lovable characteristics, right. Whatever. He's the best looking one out of them and shit.
I'll say, I can see that.
And they're like, that's why he has that single on that CD is because he knew that they're gonna be pushing Method next.
Okay, one in the chamber, ready to go.
Yeah.
In the book I was reading too, they mentioned that ODB recorded Brooklyn Zoo at the same time too.
Yep.
I don't know what the intention was with that. Was if it was going to go on this album or on his album solo album? We'll get into like more your favorite later because I got a question to ask you after the break. But yeah, Method Man with that song definitely put him out in the forefront. I gotta say, and he did have the most charisma out of the group. Of course, ODB. Obviously was the most like who the fuck what
oh you know? I love ODB. I tell everybody that he's my favorite MC out of anybody out there.
Yeah. And then you know and again when MTV played videos they did an interview with ODB, the well-known video where they do an interview with Old Dirty Bastard, and he takes them with him like a film crew to go get his welfare check.
Yeah, I
and
see.
Cash it.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
It's like this guy is part of a successful rap group. He has a solo album. I think it almost coincided with when he released the album, I want to say.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. That makes sense. But yeah, that was great. Yeah. Just going and using EBT and like stealing from the government pretty much. Yeah. Right on public TV.
That's great. And that says a lot. I mean, the guy didn't give a shit. And much like anything I've ever read about ODB is like what you hear on the album, him talking about his personality is him. That's not him putting on a show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He's not afraid. He's not a singer. His parents were singers, and he's not afraid to sing. But if you have anything to add, go ahead now.
Hello.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a little break here.
Sorry.
That's cool.
Just seeing these nut rolls, and I really want one. Really
okay.
bad.
We're going to break right now for a nut roll.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We'll be back in a minute.
The Some People's Kids Podcast. It's like the Thank You Rob podcast because Rob is on it.
Rod Small.
But it also has another guy.
Who is it?
His name is Chuck Chase.
Chuck Chase.
And there aren't any guests.
No guests.
So it's not really like the Thank You Rob podcast at all.
I'm confused.
So if you thrive for useless knowledge.
Useless.
And really funny shit.
Yes.
Check out peopleskids.com. Fuck yeah.
All right. We are back.
We are back.
Yeah. So here's my question for you here.
Oh.
Since we were on the topic of Wu-Tang.
Yep.
Let's say, Fuzzy, here is you have a two-bedroom place, all right?
Okay.
Your roommate moves out. You need to find a new roommate.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, and that's a sticky situation.
Right. All nine members of the Wu-Tang Clan apply for this room. They fill out an application, right? So, who you know, like, who do you want to be your roommate?
Oh man,
who's gonna be, you know, keep to themselves, maybe be current with rent,
not getting too fucked up,
right?
I mean,
be out all hours of the night, coming home at 4 a.m. You're like, I gotta fucking work in the morning.
Yeah. Probably the GZA.
GZA? Okay. Even after reading RZA's book.
Probably the GZA.
You still?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because Method Man, I don't know. Method Man, obviously, he's gonna have some good shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, can he still?
They all are.
But do you think Method Man would still, like, would he be okay, you know? Would he want to smoke weed all day?
Well,
because all he has to do is make rap music.
Yeah. You know? I'm just thinking, like, well, I suppose they're all financially fit, too, so they don't have to worry about not paying rent.
Yeah.
Or are we talking about them not being Wu-Tang? It's just that.
No, they're Wu-Tang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess the scenario of them touring is, let's just picture that they're not touring, you know?
Redman would be fun to hang out with.
Well, Redman's not officially part of...
I know.
But if Method Man was your roommate, chances are Redman's coming to hang out.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I think I'm going to change my... I'm going to go to Method Man.
Okay.
My new answer. I didn't go with him at first because before I said that...
I talked you into it, that's why.
Well, he also... You know, we also mentioned that the RZA said that he was a good-looking guy, and then you're like...
Right.
And so I didn't want the audience to really
think... So if he's
pulling
some ladies in the house, you're like, oh, this is my roommate.
Yeah.
My roommate Nuts. You know, he's... Oh, well, he can't be bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, getting all the bitches.
No, I would answer RZA. I've asked this question on previous episodes, and I still stick with RZA. And the more I think about it, the more I like it, because... he's kind of an intellectual guy. He could teach me some things.
Oh, you know? Yeah, it would be awesome to have RZA hanging out with
him. Yeah, and he's like, he's probably got a kick-ass collection of kung fu movies, right?
Absolutely.
Although, probably at this point in time, he's probably like, did you watch my movie yet, The Man with the Iron Fist?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, I'll get to it, RZA, all right? Just fucking wait. Like, every day I'd come home and be like, did you watch it yet?
Oh, man, that'd be annoying.
Yeah, so it's like, RZA, I'm not even going to fucking watch it now, all right? Just fuck you, all right?
Don't say fuck you to RZA.
Well, then I'd probably walk away and I'd realize what I said and I'd come back and apologize.
Cry a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And we'd have that moment, which would really bring us together as roommates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably has a lot of books, too, which...
Yeah, he's a well-knowledgeable person. That's for sure.
So, you know, I want to stay sharp. The older you get, you know, you gotta stay sharp still. Mm-hmm. Sharpen up your mind, sharpen up your body.
Can't be partying all the time.
Because you never know.
And being stupid.
Right. And that's why
intellectual.
I pictured ODB would be the partier, you know. And if you're okay with that, then that's as long as he can pay rent.
But he's...
He's dead.
Dead.
I guess in this scenario, he's still living.
Okay.
Not like zombie ODB, but living.
That would be scary, zombie ODB.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Oh, man, getting government money from probably every country in the world.
Right.
I'm a zombie ODB.
Brooklyn. Zoo.
Zoo.
Cemetery.
Cemetery.
I don't know.
We're getting off... topic here.
Off track. Let's get into the interview here.
Ooh.
So you are the president, the CEO, the CFO, the sole proprietor of Fuzz Talk Radio.
This is correct.
LLC.
LLC. Big things. I run an internet radio station called fuzztalkradio.com.
Okay.
Just trying to promote Mankato's talent and music as much as one person can with a website and streaming radio.
You've got the tools.
Mm-hmm.
They're there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're utilizing them. You're flexing them.
Mm-hmm. Mankato has a lot of good talent coming out of here that people don't see or hear hardly at all. Everybody feels that they need to go up to the cities to see good music.
That's not true.
And it's not.
That is not true.
Stay in your own backyard. And
you know Mankato. What? They can go up to the cities, but they're bringing Mankato with them.
Yep.
I think that, like, I'm here right now. I'm in Mankato. We're at the Dead Bird Factory.
Mm-hmm.
There's dead birds everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of scary.
It is, but you get
used
to it. Yeah, it smells, but you get used to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I still have the cities with me. That's why I'm here. And I love Mankato. And I ever since I stepped foot in Mankato, ever since I drove in on Highway 169 and there was a big billboard that says Pepsi, I feel like I need to drink Pepsi and love Mankato.
Good.
And the music and everything that it comes with.
Yeah, you should. Mankato's a good place.
Yeah. So what inspired you to start the station then?
Basically, I was depressed.
Okay.
Are
you depressed any longer?
No. No.
This is not a fucking therapy session. I just want you to know that.
But we're talking about crying and stuff, man.
Right.
Like,
yeah, I guess it
I
is
thought that's what this was.
Really?
I want my money back.
You know what?
Back.
Let's make it therapeutic. Why not?
I want my money back if it's not.
You didn't give me any money.
I thought I did.
Well, you need to.
Open up your wallet.
Well, we'll just wait.
Okay. See
I don't have a wallet?
See that $20 in that wallet you just took out? That was mine. Give it back.
I don't like the way that this conversation is going.
Come on. seriously, basically what happened is that, our group Lunatics Productions, passed.
I remember them.
And,
rest in peace.
A girlfriend of mine at the time of 3 years, that died as well. But no, she didn't die. Our relationship.
But she
died.
Might as well have.
Yeah. Oh, no, no.
No, okay, I'm sorry. Take that
remember
back.
Earlier
that.
In the, I don't
that.
Kill people. Lunatics and right at the same time, Lunatics and me and my girlfriend broke up. And I found myself sitting at Verizon Wireless as a tech support person, getting yelled at on the phone for 8 hours a day and getting really depressed. And then one day I'm just like, why am I like this? This isn't normally me. Mm-hmm. And
you had an awakening, it sounds
yeah, like. I sat down with myself and stuff, and I'm like, yo, Fuzzy, don't be so depressed.
Right.
What's going on here? And then I realized that that was the first time I've ever gone through life with just work. I've always had like sports or girlfriends or music or, you know, like doing something other than just concentrating on just a job.
Right.
And I'm like, well, that's the problem. So let's, you know, get something going again. Let's get a project.
You needed an extracurricular activity, something to take your mind off. Yeah. Everybody needs that. It's healthy.
During that time of the depression, Professor Fresh was out in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came, and then right around while I was thinking about doing a project, I'm like, well, Fresh is back. I could support him like I had been since, like, Cycle Synthetic days, you know, like since 2000, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm like, you know what? I've been going to these bars and noticing all these other bands and music that's happening in Mankato, and why support just one group when I can make a website and support all the groups and just start promoting everything that's coming out of Mankato.
Right.
And so then sat down and with my partner at the time, DC, and started up, made the website myself, found a service to broadcast the 24-hour streaming service through, and it's 2 years later.
Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are.
Sold over 250-some shirts in the first year.
Nice. Yeah. I do not own one.
No. I need to get more, too. In the future, there will be a web store where you can buy them stuff. Buy them. Merch.
So, what you stream, it's strictly Mankato music, right?
No. There's some national music in there, just kind of, you know, pique people's interest there, so they can listen, hear something that they might
get
recognize.
Them
roped in. Yeah. You know,
the old bait and trap
bait,
technique.
Hook.
Hook and bait.
Hook and sinker.
Bait and.
Line and sinker.
Master and bait.
No. Do too much of that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'll play like Atmosphere and POS and a bunch of the hip-hop groups up in the cities, and then national music, and then a big thing that I've been doing recently is groups that come down to Mankato to play shows that are from outside the area, I'll grab their CD and put it in there, put it in the playlist too. So it's not just hip-hop, you know, it's all different genres. And
you have shows
mm-hmm.
too, like the Mob and Bike. Mob and Bike Hip Hop Show.
Ruining this interview.
Mike and Bob Hip Hop Show.
Yeah, the Mike and Bob Hip Hop Show airs Wednesdays at 9.
which is Intelligent Design, or Bob Chilswell on the Twitter, and DJ Shoba, and special guest Professor Fresh. Mm-hmm. And they sit around and talk about hip-hop and drink a lot of beers, get drunk. It's a good time.
And it's entertaining.
Yeah. I think it is. I think other people think it is, too. But right. And then we Monday nights, we have a show called Daggerchuck Radio. Mm-hmm. He's plays a lot of punk music on Monday nights. Mm-hmm. And it goes from 8 to 11.
So it's any genre?
Any genre, yep. Okay. Everything and anything. Mm-hmm. Il Po's coming back with his show, which is called From Mankato to Motown, where he's playing Motown music throughout his set.
Such as Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life.
Exactly, yeah. Right. That's why it sounded like exactly what Il Po would talk about.
Yeah.
And we've had other shows that have come and gone, and then new shows always popping up.
Right.
And if you are ever interested in doing a show on Fuzz Talk Radio, you can always contact me through fuzztalkradio.com or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can figure something out.
What's the future of Fuzz Talk? You got to be RZA.
Be RZA.
Be RZA.
I just keep it going. T-shirts, merchandise, advertising at some point, and just hopefully be able to get one of these artists in Mankato to be known a little bit better and mm-hmm. make that connection for people that are not from Mankato.
Right. You grow. You want more listeners.
Yep, more listeners, and that's all. More recognition.
Do you sell advertising space on the site?
Not quite yet. That's something that's going to come in the future. It just is when it starts rolling in pretty automatic for hits and whatnot, so it's mm-hmm. it's worthwhile for the advertiser like Poly Eyes to advertise on it. But mm-hmm. And then when I go to advertising, I'm thinking of just doing local businesses and just go that route and start supporting local businesses like that, too.
I should throw in, you're saying like commercials on the air, too?
Yep.
Yeah, there
yep.
you go.
Yep, and then on the
Like
on
the Thank
site.
You Rob podcast.
Yes.
Only on FuzzTalkRadio.
Yep.
.com.
Yep, yep, yep. And then I'm on, every Friday, I'm on the college radio stations from 6 to 7 KMSU. And
that's like FM, right?
Yep, 89.7 FM if you're in the Mankato listening area, mm-hmm. or KMSU.org if you want to stream it. And there's a link right on Fuzz Talk Radio for it, too.
Boom. And what is that show, then?
It's the Minnesota Music Network. We play music from Minnesota and just talk and have interviews with different artists or... Last night we had the Blue Skunk Bike Polo Club on and interviewed them. We had the Roller Derby Girls on, the Mankato area Roller Derby Girls. Mm-hmm. And
what's the name?
Them.
Is there a team name that Roller Girls? Or are you talking like just
bad.
The whole?
Yep, Mankato area Derby Girls is their team. And last Saturday they had their first home bout. Mm-hmm. And it's their inaugural year or whatever. And they had me DJ.
Oh, really?
Verizon Wireless PA Center.
Wow.
Or over the PA system.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. There was 1,600 people there.
Damn.
And they were listening
to... Those roller girl derbies. Roller derbies?
Roller derby.
Those roller derbies are getting big.
Yeah, what I hear up in the cities. It's a big thing.
There's a girl that I used to go to school with that is the Barbie Brawler.
Ooh.
She's on, I forget, the Dagger Girls or Dagger... Dagger Dolls, I believe. Is
Dagger Dolls?
Name. Yeah. Huh. There's a few teams.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I'm doing that again on May 4th down at the Verizon Wireless Center again. And they gave me a bunch of songs that they wanted me to play and then told me to riff it a little bit. So anytime I saw a musician coming in to the building, I queued up their song to play right after the song that was currently playing.
That's cool.
Yeah. So 1,600 people got to listen to Mankato music without even knowing
it.
Nice. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that's a good gig. So you worked for Verizon, now you're working Verizon.
Yep.
Work them,
bitches. Pretty much.
Are you salty with Verizon now?
Yeah, I don't like them.
You don't? Okay.
A big offshoot of Fuzz Talk Radio is I have an event page where it shows all the different shows that are happening in the Mankato and Southern Minnesota area.
Okay.
And that has its own website called MankatoMusicCalendar.com.
Okay. And that's part of the Minnesota Music
Nope, that's network? Part of the... Buzzstock Radio.
Okay.
Yep.
Because isn't there like a Minnesota music calendar? There used to be back in the day. This was like years ago.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. It was so long ago, it probably...
Probably not.
It's not around anymore.
There's always so much crap going on.
On the internet?
On the internet.
Or live music.
And in life.
And life, yes. Yes.
Like, currently our plasma cells are fighting off bacteria and stuff.
Right.
That's a lot of things going on.
That's deep.
Can you think if, like, if you're down in your blood cells, how many things are happening in that?
Right.
It's not just us sitting here.
Yeah, it's deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that this conversation was going to go that way.
Well, that's because I also make websites for a bunch of the artists in Mankato as well.
That's why?
Yep. There's a lot of things going on.
Right, so there you go.
Like ProfessorFresh.com and Ilpo.com and SelfSoldRecords.com, JMOs.com, OchoTunes.com.
Boom. Apple.com?
Nope, not that one yet.
Oh, okay. So, you'll get there.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
Steve Jobs and everything not around.
No. Yeah,
their guard's down.
I created the website SteveJobsHeDead.com.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Wow, that would have been crazy.
Yeah, that'd be mean.
Thanks for not lying to me, though.
Yeah, I'm just going to be honest, right?
Yeah.
If I can be honest, I'm going to be.
Otherwise, I'd cry.
Yeah, and we don't want that.
No, no.
Maybe we should wrap it up with that, since you're not crying. You're not crying. If you were crying, then it's like, we can't just end it like that.
That would have been weird.
Yeah.
It would have just been awkward.
It's like, people are like, I don't know who this fuzzy guy is, but he's crying.
And then they would be like, I hope that Fatty's giving him a hug right now.
Right.
And then other people would be like, well, if he's giving him a hug, I wonder how he's taking that.
Right.
And I probably might punch you in the face.
Right, and we don't want that.
No.
I don't want that. Because
there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah. Well, any last words there? Anything you want to plug?
Fuzztalkradio.com. Go to it. It's FuzztalkRadio.com. If you're an artist and you want to play in Mankato, I also book shows for different venues around. You can just contact me and we can figure out your price and where you want to play, and we can get those connections going.
Soon to be booking at the Verizon Wireless Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
What venues do you book for?
Red Sky, sometimes What's Up, sometimes Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly Red Sky right now because they're pretty open with getting music in their building once every day of the week.
Okay. And don't you actually host a night there?
Yep. Every other Tuesday is the Fuzz Talk Radio Tuesday Night Drinking Club, or the FTRT in DC, where we start off.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. I like acronyms.
Yeah.
That's what I found with hosting these shows. I always have really long titles.
Acronyms, right.
But, it starts off with MSU stand-up comedy, 4X, and then, 4X, and then three music acts afterwards.
Hmm.
And usually jumble it up. So, like, there's a hip-hop artist, and there's a punk artist, and then there's an acoustic artist, or what have you. So it's not just one genre of music all night.
That's cool.
It's awesome. Yeah. My last one, I had more people than the Red Man show.
Wow. Nice.
I had like around 200 people there, right. And Red Man probably was about 150.
Wow. Reggie Noble. What the hell, man? Pull those heads in. It's Mankato.
It was a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$25 tickets when he was also at the Caboose the next day.
Oh, right.
On Friday for like 15.
Okay.
So, I don't know. He did awesome, though.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs to Redman.
Right. Big it up. All right. Well, Fuzzy, thanks for doing the show, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We will, you'll be hearing, you can listen to thank you, or portions of these shows on fuzztalkradio.com.
Yep.
But you can also check out full episodes and past episodes on thankyourob.com. You can also check out my graphic design work, I Define Design. And my other podcast I do with my friend Chuck Chase called Some People's Kids Podcast.
Nice.
Which is a comedy podcast about movies and music and TV and other useless shit.
This wasn't comedy?
Oh, yeah, but it's just, it's a little different. But thanks for listening, and remember this, don't forget. ever.
They're just a old dirty bastard, inspector deck, Raekwon the chef, you guard, ghost face killer,
man.
And the
method. M-E-T-H-O-D, man, M-E-T-H-O-D, man, M-E-T-H-O-D, man, M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Hey, you, get off my cloud, you don't know me and you don't know my style. Who be getting proud when they come to a jam? Here I am, the method man, patty cake, patty cake, hey, the method man. I'm not butter. In fact, I snap back like a rubber band. I be Sam, Sam I am, and I don't eat green eggs and ham. Down the hitch up, when they got there, you'll be like, oh shit, that's the jam. Turn it up, now hear me get up, wild, I'm about to blow, light me up. Upside down, side, inside and outside, hitting you from every angle, there's no doubt. I am the one and only method man, the master of the plan, rapping shit like Saran. Rap with some of this and some of that. I thought I saw a putty cat over there, but I think he meant to be aware of the diggy dog shit right here. Yippee, yippee, yeah, yippee, yaw, yippee, yo. Like that scent, this ain't your average flow. Coming like raw, ooh, Archie Gaw. Tell me how you like it so far, baby, bar. The poetry's in motion, coast to coasting. Rub it on your skin like lotion. What's the commotion? Oh, my Lord. Another corn chop by the Wu-Tang sword. Get your white house, get your meth, get your skins, don't forget your Audi, and we gonna do it like this. I got fat bags of skunk, I got white house guns, and I'm about to go get lifted. Yes, I'm about to go get lifted. I got myself a 40, I got myself a shorty, and I'm about to go and stick it. Yes, I'm about to go and stick it. When the cold winds blow, then soon I hit the mic like boom. Voters all about it like they hear it, here it goes. Question, what exactly is a penny raider? Ill behavior, savior, or major flavor? All of the above, oh yeah, plus a deucer. Also flam in the man, call me super. Not an average joke, with an average flow. Doing average things with average hoes. Yo, I'm super, I make a bitch squirm for my super sperm. Check it, check it, I give it to you raw but naked. I smell sex past the method. Let's get lifted as I kick ballistic. Missiles and shoot game like a pistol. Clip is loaded when I click bang. Bang. A Wu-Tang slug hits your brain. J-U-M-P jump and I thump. Make girls work like pumping. Humpty hump. Wow. The shouting style is all in me. Chow. The whole damn L is calling me. B-A-N-T-Y-R-A-I-D-E-R. Mad roar. I don't cry. Meaning no one can burn or toss and turn me. Ooh, I be the super. Chim chim chiri, freak a flow and flow fancy free. Now how many licks does it take for me to hit the tushy bow center of a break? Beating don't sleep, the dude's mad deep, Wu-Tang. Painting motherfuckers like bleach, so to each and every crew. You clear like glass, I can see right through. Your whole damn paws, you're catching them all. Cause your business you didn't have wins to begin.